Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. All right, guys, welcome to our first podcast of 2017. We're so excited to be here, and I'm sitting here today with Micah May of May Designs and Erin Rigsby of Noonday Collection. She is our ambassador that is leading the largest team currently at Noonday. So she's running a small biz, Micah's biz, and then, of course, we're all running this business thing together. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here.
So this is launching the day that many people are flying into Austin for Shine, which both Mike and Erin are going to be there and are going to be sharing in different capacities at Shine. We're really excited about. So think about it. The holidays were a hustle. People worked really hard. And now it's time. The gear has been on neutral, perhaps, during, you know, the last couple weeks. And now we want people to, I'm saying we want it to be heavy footed, lead foot is what we're saying. It's time for the lead foot. Yeah. And we're putting so many things behind our launch. We are doing a collaboration with a couple of artists. There's a chance to win a trip to Austin. We are like throwing rewards behind hostesses and enrollment. And so what I want to talk about today is goals. So when I say the word goals, Erin, what comes to your mind when I say that word?
To be honest, my first instinct is not, yay, I love goals. But I have also learned so much about myself when it comes to setting goals in my life and my business that I go past that first instinct. I push past it to look at what I've learned and what I've been able to implement in my life and what's worked for me. And so my first instinct is not always positive, but pushing past that to really know that goals are what has helped me to be successful as a businesswoman, but also more confident as a woman.
So what do you think the baggage is? Like, why aren't you like, woohoo, let's set these goals, let's dominate?
Well, I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Okay. So it's a like, I don't want to let anyone else down.
Right. Okay. Right. And I'm also very self-competitive. So I set goals for myself that maybe are higher than what other people would set for me. And so it's that competition against myself and wanting to be confident, but not be feeling walking under any kind of self-shame, but then also wanting to please others. That's my first response. And then I go into, well, what does it really look like? And how do I really flesh this out in my everyday life?
That's awesome. Micah, what about you? Do you like, you get excited about goals.
I'm very excitable, passionate, excitable. So I'm the opposite. I'm like, give me all the goals. I want a day to write them all down. So I do schedule like a full weekend with my husband at the beginning of the year. We just did our first one this year. For family goals. I mean, we're talking habits, things we want to tweak. We kind of set goals for each kid of just things that we would want to see for them to thrive. And then I do the same thing for my business. And then, of course, personal life, right? Whether it's health goals or eating or fitness, all the areas of life. But I'm excitable and I love to write things down. I love to plan. But I need a challenge for myself. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'll like kick myself in the butt if I have a goal and write it down because I don't want to let myself down.
Right.
I'm not as worried about letting anyone else down as much as I don't want to fail myself. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I'll make high expectations for myself. And then, but I know that I don't like to fail. So I'll make them pretty reasonable.
Okay.
And then I have tiered goals. I mean, we can keep going and talk about this later, but I kind of make like, this is an achievable goal that I'm going to like, this is like, I also kind of make mine more like action steps. Like this is my intent for my goal. and then some things I'm going to go do to make sure I get it. Mm-hmm. And then there's a stretch goal or mm-hmm. reach goal, like a dream goal of something that's maybe a little less attainable, but still something I want to strive for.
Right, right. It's mm-hmm. interesting, this word goal, because I think we could come up for other words to substitute for the word goal, because it is true that I have goal baggage, okay, guys? And I think it's because I started dieting when I was really little and did Weight Watchers, which was all about, like, goals. So I have this, like, PTSD from goals. But I run...
The word,
and that expectation and the fear of failure and the fear of like measuring my worth by a number or by an outcome. And so I think the way I've overcome that is I really like to think about vision. Like, what's my why? What's my motivation? What's my drive? What's my vision? And then what are the activities that I need to do to reach that vision? Mm-hmm. And what I like about a vision is that I think a really good vision is actually not really supposed to be fully attainable. Like, it's different to say, like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds by this summer. Like, that to me is a goal. But a vision is like, I want to feel confident and empowered in my own body. That's a vision that might take a really long time. But then there's activities that I can do to support myself in getting there. So I have goal baggage. However, that doesn't mean that I don't believe in goals. I mean, absolutely, we have got to set goals and get over our goal baggage if we really want to run a business, a successful business. Mm-hmm. So, Erin, first, why don't you tell me your approach to goal setting then for you, and then we're going to get into how we help other people goal set.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Micah just talked about, that tier approach is something that I also do. For the last 6 years, I'm in my seventh year, I go with a word or a theme for my year. And it's something that I really spend time considering in December. And then once I have landed on what it is, that really sets the tone for not only my business, but my entire life for that year. And that's what I keep coming back to. So, for example, for 2017, my words are reset and release. And so I'm looking like a bow and an arrow, like resetting that arrow, pointing it at a target and releasing it with a very good possibility I may not hit the bullseye, right? Mm. But I have to be able to get in that mindset, do the tasks, like you were talking about, Micah, to reset and then point in the right direction and then release. And something you said, Jessica, the other day was that freedom of just recognizing we can be free. Mm-hmm. But also receiving that freedom that's available for us. Mm-hmm. And so that is my big overarching mindset for every year. There's something that I focus on. And then that will drive my every single day. Like as a business owner, for example, I set a really big goal for myself for the year, like huge, crazy, and I do it for my team too, mm-hmm. insane goals. And yeah, right, whatever, but I want to reach them.
Right.
And I was talking with my team about you can't stop there. It's about those little things every day. For an ambassador, it's when you go out of the house, you are your best advertisement. Do you have your noonday on? Are you trying new styles and fashions? Mm-hmm. Are you getting out of your own comfort zone, doing mm-hmm. what you're asking your hostesses and customers to do?
Right.
Are you setting that time aside for educating yourself about your business? Because we set these big goals, and then sometimes we just easily forget, well, how do I actually get there? And then we start feeling really bad that we're not getting there, and then we get in the slump, and we start feeling like you're talking about all this shame, mm-hmm. and then we just stop. Whether it's gaining weight, losing weight, relationships, business, it all matters on how we get to somewhere, and then also resetting them. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe that goal isn't going to get achieved. That's okay. I'm just going to reset it and do what I need to do to mm-hmm. achieve this goal.
I think that brings us to a point of like, it's just as much about how you want to get to the goal mm-hmm. is the goal itself, right? It's not just about an outcome. It's really about the journey. And so, Micah, how, when you think about that, the journey, what's your approach to your journey to get to your goals?
Yeah, I think that's a great point because for me, like, language is everything. Right? That's why I asked if it was the word, specifically goal, that made you have this kind of PTSD response. Because we talked about this a lot, Jessica. Her and I are probably 8/7s or 7/8s mm-hmm. on the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's I'm the fun enthusiast, like want to like avoid pain and like focus on the positive things. And so for me, a goal, whether it's for example, for May Designs, I set revenue goals for the year, broken down by quarter and then broken down by month, and then literally by the day. We've stripped out promotions and things that we do, and then we back everything down to seasonality so that every Tuesday I can go look at our reporting and say, you know what, on any given Tuesday in March, here's what we've done in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, so I can kind of forecast. And so for me, that bogs me down, and I start to feel anxious and anxiety about forecasting, and it feels heavy. And so I make things feel lighter with different vocabulary.
Okay.
So for example, like we just finished an offsite yesterday. So I wrote down the goals for the company in MICA language mm-hmm. versus here's our sales revenue goals. Okay. So we have our revenue goal. And this year we're wanting to kind of maintain the course that mm-hmm. we had this past year. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on a bunch of other initiatives, and I have some other goals for other products.
Right.
But for our flagship baseline, I want the revenue and our sales goals to remain the same.
Right.
So here's what the goal actually related to. Like in MICA languages, it says, keep being awesome. Tell the story, share the love, activity, activity, activity. Mm. So for me, that's my goal. The goal to get to this revenue marker for me is telling the story, all the things you actually just said of, you know, am I being a great representative of the brand when I walk outside? You know, is our email telling the story of all the pattern collections and launches that we're doing? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have to almost trick my brain into thinking like this, sales goal equals fun and telling the story, right. All the things I'm more naturally passionate about.
Right.
It's not a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I think it's like there's not one goal fits all people, right? We all come to the table with different history and different personalities. And some people are super high achievers and some people are like, I just want to have fun. But the bottom line is a vague vision or vague goals produce vague results. And so if you really are saying, I want to make an impact this year, and it applies to everyone. It's not just ambassadors who are like, I want to be at the tip top. It's if you're saying, hey, I want to have 2 trunk shows a month for the rest of this year, that requires certain activities that you need to commit to, or else those 2 trunk shows right. a month are not going to happen.
Right.
So let's talk about like how we help other people goal set and maybe some practical things, because Mike and I were talking about this last week when she saw that we were at an offsite as well, New Day Collection offsite planning. And then I know you've been working with your team, Erin, on the, you know, 2017. And so there were some really like basic activities that helped us to reflect, like, what are the activities that we did that last year that led to this? And what are the activities that we did last year that we need to stop? So we did an activity called Start, Stop, Keep. And we literally just wrote everything down that we think we should start doing that would help us reach our goals of building a flourishing world. And then, you know, we set a revenue goal as well. And then what are the activities that we should keep doing that, hey, they're working, they're business as usual. We need to just make sure that those are in the plan. And then what should we stop doing? You know, because I think so many times we're doing things and maybe they're actually not helping us achieve our goals, but we're just kind of like out of habit or whatever we're doing them. So I think it's important to stop and reflect on what did work and what didn't work. And I think that can be a good beginning place. If you're listening right now and you're feeling like totally intimidated on how to approach, how do I set goals?
I'm excited. I have a thought for this. I think that what happens for me probably more people than just myself is my imagination and my mind when I'm reflecting on the past is better because I'm like this eternal optimist.
Right.
And so I need the data to truly right. look me in the face.
Yes.
So if you're reviewing 2016 and you go, you need to write down how many trunk shows you actually did.
Yes.
What the revenue for each of those trunk shows actually was instead of like, oh, I killed it. I did like probably about 20 or 50 or 100. No, you
it felt like 100.
12. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I think that really looking data like head on for what it is, I mean, you can't argue with the data. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I would look back and say, you know what? We actually launched X amount of patterns last year. Same thing. Do I want to stop, keep, or kind of repeat, mm-hmm. you know, this behavior or not? But I think really getting accurate data is crucial. Mm-hmm. so that you can say, oh, I talked to X amount of people about joining my team. And then what were the conversions rate of that?
Right.
You know, totally. How many people did come alongside me and start building a business with me? And how many times did I even meet with those people for X amount of activity? Mm-hmm. And then helping, I think just again, looking at the data for what it is going to help you set your new goals because you can see if it worked. Did it give you the results that you wanted? If not, you should probably increase the amount of all the
of all those activities. Yeah.
To build on that, something Micah and Jessica, what I do in my own personal life, but also with my team, is to challenge the assumption. Like, what am I assuming about this person, this relationship, this goal? And then I need to challenge that, whether that's actually having a conversation, like or what you're saying, looking at the data. And maybe someone is assuming that, you know what, I had a really hard fall and I had more no's than yeses. And so that's exactly how it's going to be for the next, you know, 3 months. So I might as well not even try.
Right.
And I think for me personally, what I'm encouraging myself and other team members and ambassadors to do is to challenge the assumption that you're making about yourself and about other people. And you know how we always say within the Noonday language is give the hostess and the customer the opportunity to say yes, the opportunity to engage, to impact and support and buy. Well, we need to do that same thing for ourselves.
Right.
We need to give us the opportunity to say yes to something. And that's for me, when you're talking about goals, you're giving yourself that chance. And we can very easily encourage other people and we forget to speak those same words back into our own lives.
That's so true. Yeah, I love that. And I love just really being able to stop and reflect and then get in touch with our why. And yeah, you're so good at this, Erin, at challenging those assumptions and like rewriting those stories that we tell ourselves. And Mike, I mean, that's something I love about you. You are someone who does not take no for an answer. So tell me about that.
I think that... Well, thank you, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, sister, yes, are you kidding me?
I'm thinking about that. I'm like, let me get back to
I don't goal. Take no for an answer. You expect a yes. I mean, when you approach life from, I'm going to expect a yes, and then you have your eye, it's not on the outcome, it's on the activity. Mm-hmm. If you are just on the outcome, and then you're going to wind up always feeling like a failure. But we're not asking you to focus on your goal. We're asking you to do the activities that help you reach your vision.
Yes.
And so one of those activities for all of us here is asking people, whether for me it's asking, you know, influencers to partner, or I'm going on a freaking road show, y'all. I mean, I'm getting on a bus in February and I'm going on a
so
road
crazy.
Show.
I just saw you post
that. I know. And exciting. To get in front of hundreds of people to say, hey, we want you to join us. And so my job involves a ton of asking. Erin's does, Micah's, yours does. And so that means we are automatically going to get rejected a lot more than we're going to get told yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that ambassadors have such a hard time with, right? So I would love to hear, Micah, you, like, I feel like you're kind of have this unstoppable attitude and I want to hear more about that.
Okay, well, maybe I've just always been this exact way. So here's a story that my mom loves to say or remind me of, especially when I'm down for whatever reason. And so she said that in first grade, I asked her if I could have a friend come over and play. Like that day, you know, last minute, hey, can so-and-so come over and play? And she said yes. And so she said she heard me pick up the phone and start dialing, you know, my little directory of people. Hey, can you come over? Hung up the phone, the first person couldn't. And so she was kind of listening around the corner, just as a mama, like, oh, this person just said no. Oh my gosh, you've got to want to like protect this, you know, sweet first grader that just got rejected. And she said, I just picked up the phone and called number two. That person was a no. Picked up the phone, called number three. That person was a no. She said she started crying, listening to me, just like, oh, no problem, thanks, okay. And I hung up. She said I literally went through like 10 little girls that for whatever reason, it wasn't a no. I wasn't even taking it as personal rejection.
I think that's the key.
I hung up the phone and rounded the corner and was like, Valerie's coming over to play. I'm so excited. Like, she was like, you were literally just as excited as number 12, the 12th person you called, as you were the first. Because it didn't matter. You just wanted a companion to come over and you didn't take it personally. And so, and I didn't. I was like, oh, I didn't even remember I did that.
Well, and you were also adaptable. Like, you weren't like, it has to be this person that has this color eyes and this personality or whatever. It was like, which we can do sometimes with hostesses and with potential ambassadors. We think they might not have what it takes, you know? And then we're missing out on our opportunity of growing someone else into the being the kind of person that's going to say yes. Okay, Erin, you are someone else. Like, people have a very hard time saying no to you, and you are so tenacious. I mean, and that's just something I've always appreciated about you, and it makes me feel really safe with you because I feel like I can say, because you ask, you will ask whatever you need, and if I say no, it means nothing about our intimacy or anything else, and that helps me feel close to you no matter what. So tell me more about what drives that.
I really appreciate that. I think there's something to be said to provide a safe space for other women in this culture, in this community. And for me, I feel that I really appreciate when someone, I know they're being fully honest, fully transparent, and what I see is what I get. I feel safe with them. And so that's what I also want to be for other people. And I see, my mind is always thinking of different ideas and opportunities. I mean, obviously, we're three sitting here as successful businesswomen because we are constantly thinking of new things, but then we're not afraid to ask to see how we could get that done. And what I have found in the asking is that that person may say, no, I'm not the right fit, but I know someone else who would be. And people always ask me, Erin, how do you know so many people? How do you know so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so? Like, well, she's just a person. Just go up and say hi to her and talk to her. Right. Or connect with somebody that if you see someone that you really admire and want to connect with, and you can take the opportunity to connect and to learn. And so I'm a gatherer of information. I'm a gatherer of people. And I think putting those together, those loves in my life together, I guess it just comes out as me not being afraid to ask and then not taking it personal. Right. If someone says no, because I also say no.
Right.
Like, we need to have the freedom to say no
right.
to people. And I respect it, actually. Yeah. When people say no to me, I actually am like, that's pretty awesome that she's setting boundaries.
Yeah.
And she knows, for example, a hostess. I'm so glad she said no, because I actually wasn't sure if she could, but I tried, and she does have four kids, so I get it. So it's, again, giving them the opportunity to say yes, and then being a little, like, giving them freedom to say no.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so we've talked about activities. We all know that there are certain activities that are going to lead to us reaching our goals or our vision or our outcomes, whatever we want to call them, and there's attitudes of how to get there. What are the activities, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because I'm a seven and I'm all about the positive. What are the activities that lead us to not having the attitude that are going to get us to our outcome and that are going to actually deflate the activities that get us to our outcome? And I will tell you one that I tell so all the time, comparison. And I know you can speak to that too, Micah, but it's weird though, because I feel like I can rationalize, like, looking on Instagram, and for me, I'm comparing Noonday to other brands, and I'm looking at social, or I'm looking at, they got this collaboration and reached out to that influencer and they haven't said yes yet. And those activities, they're absolutely pointless. Mm-hmm. Like, can y'all tell me one reason why? I mean, does that lead to any sort of, you know? And so I've had this, like, epiphany this year of, like, I'm just not going to do it that anymore, you know, and I'm going to catch myself when I'm in comparison, and I'm just going to stop it because it doesn't actually help lead to the outcome that I want. So what are some things, the activities that we need to kill in our lives that don't help us get where we want to go?
I was going to say one thing real quick before that too, that's kind of on the same track of just like the goal squasher moments,
right?
There's states of overwhelm. And then there's moments of overwhelm also, you know? So if you're stuck in a state of overwhelm, you like need a little intervention, right? When there's moments of overwhelm, like an evening and it's late and you're trying to like whatever, knock something out or fill in your to-dos, like there are, if your deadline is literally not like at midnight and you don't have to do it, there are times where I'm just like declare like to-do bankruptcy and have to go to sleep. And that is very hard for me. Mm-hmm. And it is like, maybe once a month, right? Maybe it's girl time and I turn into a psycho crazy lady. one day out of the month, you know? But I think that those are the days when, even though my to-do list or all the action items that I'm trying to do to lead up to accomplishing the goal, I have to stop mm-hmm. and do a reset and read a book, mm-hmm. go, like, literally get in my car and roll the windows down mm-hmm. and play my favorite song. Mm-hmm. I need to get out of whatever kind of mental place I'm in.
Right.
And so for me, it's like I literally have to, like, run it.
Physically reset.
Run to Target. Yes. Yeah. I have to do something to quit, because I'll just get stuck and yeah. then I panic and then it's like, I'm never going to reach this. And then you can do the downward right. spiral of right. comparison yeah. or where you want to just stop. And so for me, I have to say, you know what? It's a random Tuesday. This is not, I'm going to wake up and there's going to be new mercies and graces for me when I wake up right. and I'm going to conquer my action yeah. items tomorrow.
I love that, because that gives you something tangible, because we all know when we're in the spin cycle that's negative for us, whatever that is. And so to have a tangible activity like, okay, when I get on the spin cycle, I'm going to go outside and go on a walk, or I am going to go swing on the swing with my kid. I did that mm-hmm. this week. I was like, swinging, kids swing because it's fun. Maybe I should do that too.
Totally.
You know, so Erin, what about you? What are those activities yeah. that you're like, I don't want to do those things this mm-hmm. year?
Well, for sure, I think about, what am I thinking about?
Mm.
Like, how do I even get to that downward spiral?
Right.
So it's definitely thinking about what you're thinking about. Am I making decisions based on fear? Or am I being paralyzed because of fear? And so that's kind of where I start with the thought process.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I've set boundaries. Like, for example, when I was starting to grow my team and it was growing fast, I started feeling very overwhelmed with goals and taking care of them, not wanting to disappoint them. And I realized I needed a boundary. So my team knows that I'm not available on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my mm-hmm. Sabbath. And however anyone wants to practice their Sabbath and whatever their belief is fine. But that's for me. And that has helped me, because I'm excited for Sundays. I cannot wait for Sundays because I'm working my tail off throughout the week, and knowing I'm going to get a day where I'm not on Voxer. I actually take off Voxer off my phone yeah. on Sundays. That's activity.
I have to do
yes,
all of that too.
I delete Instagram, yes. Facebook, Voxer. I just have to have
so
a
good.
Break, because I feel like we are so tempted to spread ourselves thin when we actually don't need to.
Right.
Just turn it off.
Right. Right.
You know?
The world will
yes,
keep spinning on its
and
axis.
Get outside. And I have nephews. I just go play with them. I
yeah.
love playing on playgrounds and going down slides. It's just being a kid again. And also, I don't know if you guys do this. I'm assuming you do, Micah, is I color.
Yes.
I love adult coloring books. So my mom and I will just sit there, and it ends up being a therapy session
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours, and we'll just color and cry and talk or be silent. So those are some things I do.
Yeah.
I have one more, like, practical thing.
Yeah.
Because I love this. I love all this chatting. I could do this for like just 2 more hours.
Yeah.
But I think that we get so used to the activity of – right? It's almost muscle memory, especially for Instagram. Taking mm-hmm. a photo, like, there's fun for me in taking the photo, editing it. It's probably just because I'm, like, design mind. Everything I see, I, like, brighten up in my mind and make a square. Okay? So, you know what I mean? Like, I see the world through this, like, Instagram lens, and it's just by memory and muscle memory of doing. My brain just does it. I walk into a space and I'm like, ooh, square, brighten up the contrast, and post, right? Like,
oh,
there's so many more Instagrams
yeah.
in my mind than
uh-huh.
ever make it to actual Instagram. But for Sundays, I try and do the same thing where, especially for work, whatever, we basically started this, we use Slack in our office
uh-huh.
and just for some organizations I'm in. And so there was a group that challenged us to really observe the Sabbath and take a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a hashtag Sabbath brag, which is almost it's like
opposite of Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a spoof because it was like this, a faith-based organization where it's like, of course you're not supposed to be
on
doing
Slack,
all these
on Sabbath.
On Slack. But so it just became this thing where it's like, post it in your mind, right? Like, take the
mm-hmm.
pictures that you would for fun. And then it's like your Sabbath brag is something. And then it's meant to be an inspiration and
mm-hmm.
challenge to other people,
mm-hmm.
right? So we started texting or a Slack. It's like, here's what I'm doing with my family. Here we're all out and about. So the challenge was not like how much work we're getting done. It's this other challenge of, hey, we're actually spending time with our families and we're taking that pause and breath out, mm-hmm. and we're appreciating the Sabbath or whatever the boundary you might want to call for yourself, a Saturday or a Tuesday, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Well, I love where this is sort of closing up because we're really just talking about self-care mm-hmm. and rest and space. Mm-hmm. And we have to have all of that. And I am so convicted about this because one of our pillars with our entrepreneur artisans is long-term commitment to them. And in order for us to have long-term commitment to them, we need our ambassadors to be committed to Noonday and to their businesses. And I know in order for that to happen, there has to be self-care involved. So I guess the way I would summarize, you know, for you guys that are listening right now, and we just want to take you along on the shine journey. Don't compare. Don't feel FOMO because those are waste. That's just wasted energy. Okay. I'd rather you spend your energy on how can I come along on this journey? How can I set goals, visions, and outcomes for my year? What are the activities that I need to do to support those outcomes? What's the attitude that I want to have on the way? And then what are the activities that are going to take away from that? Mm-hmm. And how can I have self-care be a part of those goals this year? Is there anything else you guys wanted to say that we missed?
Well, from an ambassador perspective, I think I really want to emphasize that a lot of times we become fearful or doubtful because we're not informed. And so what I've really encouraged my team to do is they have to set aside a time consistently to learn about the business, to go on Bloomfire. That is just as important, if not more so, than making a phone call to a hostess. Mm-hmm. Because if we sometimes really get stuck because we don't feel confident. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once you're informed, you'll feel more confident, you'll be more successful, mm-hmm. and you'll have a lot more fun.
Yeah.
So I want to leave with that to really allow yourself to grow as a businesswoman mm-hmm. and be more confident as a leader, but also as a woman.
It's so true. And, you know, I think if people were clocking in, if ambassadors had to go clock in to an office and there was a corporate email that went out, you read it. You know, or we do our monthly digest where we show up to our meetings. We hear what's going on in the business across all departments. And so I really think it is ambassadors taking that next step. It's like, I own this business. And so I need to read about what's going on in the business so that I can be confident to run my business with success. So don't poo-poo on Bloomfire anymore. We've organized it. We have consolidated information. Get the app. And honestly, this is something else. I'm just going to say this, Erin, because I can. Don't use your coaches to be your Bloomfire. You know, like that is not, like they can be doing so much more for you. You know, like.
Own your business, girls.
Own it. Yeah. Own it. It's your business. You know, it's funny. We launched this coach thing a couple years ago and it was like, you know, it was a kind of a big change. And now we have it and people are like, well, if my coach did this or if I had a coach. And it's like, no, no, no. Like, that is not the Noonday culture, guys. Let me tell you, her success is my success and her failure is not, doesn't diminish my success. You know, like we really are able to be entrepreneurs, and to be an entrepreneur, it's like, it's on you, right, Micah?
That's what I was going to close with. My little mantra is, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Like, I had all these revelations where I felt like this past year when I was reflecting on 2016, I thought, you know what, this didn't happen because of this, and it's easy to point the finger or place blame. And so I thought, you know what, I'm doing that, not like how that's making me feel. And so even like down to dieting, alcohol intake, all the things I've been like looking at, you know, I'm like, I'm actually the one that's reaching for a chip and dipping it in a yummy queso and putting it in my mouth. Like, how can I complain about whatever I'm feeling, my body and the way, it's not even the way it looks maybe, it's just the way I'm feeling. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to feel yucky. I've got too much like gluten and queso in my body, or like margaritas. Like, who is in charge? Turns out it's me. And so I think for me, that's my little mantra. Like, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, and I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my body. I'm in charge of the things that I'm literally consuming. I'm in charge of my attitude. you know, and that's those good. Are all things that, like, if you're going to set the goal, it's so personal. The goals are for you. You're in charge. Yeah. So empower yourself. It's your business. Take hold of it.
Take hold of it.
And write it down.
Yes.
Practical tip. Write it down. I mean, I guess that's an
assumption. In a May book, preferably.
Like, I'm a notebook paper nerd. You're like, write your goals down, people. Yes. You know, I just heard on the Allison show. I don't know if anyone follows her. She's hilarious and whimsical. And she just started a podcast, and she said that her dad says, a goal not written is only a wish.
Mm.
So you got to write that, all of them down.
Write it down. All right, guys. So if it's meant to be, it's up to me. If it's meant to be, it's up to you. Take charge of your business, y'all. You, I believe, have what it takes. You're here for a reason, okay? This isn't some accidental thing or some mistake that you made or, oh my gosh, I haven't been able to get where I wanted to be. You are absolutely here for a reason, and I'm going to tell you that reason. It's to build a flourishing world and communities that need it. It's to empower women here in America, many of whom are sitting on their couch right now with their yoga pants, and they think that they don't have worth and that their life doesn't have meaning. And we get to bring them this incredible gift called New Day Collective. And we do that through work, okay? We're doers. We get the job done. And let's do this in 2017, y'all. We've barely scratched the potential of what we can do to really create a movement in America that's changing the world. So love you guys. I miss all of y'all that aren't at Shine, but you are definitely here in spirit, and we can't wait to goal set right along with you.